Sin is in the world because of Adam. We all learned that the first one in this world to sin was Eve when she ate fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that God had instructed Adam not to eat from. And it is true that she was the first one to eat fruit from that tree. But why then did Paul write in Romans 5 verse 12, "Through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all sinned." Is this then fair? Eve was the one who started this, wasn't she? And Paul then writes that through one man sin entered into the world? In 1 Romans 15, verse 22, Paul writes once more about this subject. "Because as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive." So all people who ever lived have died because of what Adam did? What then did he do? Yes, he ate also of the fruit, as Eve gave it to him. And we now die because of what Adam did? Why can Eve do this thing of disobedience while Adam, as secondary sinner, is declared guilty? Why do so many men end up in prison, while most times their wives were in on the crime and would not testify against their husbands? Yes, wives often push their husbands into giving them what they want, however they do it. But they escape prison? Yet the Bible is so extremely clear about this. Adam was created first into God's image and given charge over God's creation. And woman was only created later to be his helper. Adam was given a mind to rule, while woman was given a servant's heart to be supportive. Adam was given a mind to be creative in his ways to manage and develop God's earth, while Eve was specifically designed by God to responsibly and lovingly rear children and feed them, as well as feed their husbands. Yes, a woman is one who feeds in so many ways. With food, with love, with accommodating from a loving heart. Sin has marred man through their pride of thinking that they are capable of many things, while in humility they should keep on recognizing that they are just little children before God, but that He is their strength. A woman will always follow a loving husband, but when she has been abused in life, she cannot do so any longer and will want to control matters in the belief that she can thus protect herself. But that goes against her nature. And who abused her? Was it most likely not a man? Why did Eve eat of the fruit of that tree? Was it maybe because Adam did not lead her responsibly by guiding her in all truth, by telling her everything Father God had instructed him for their lives? And is it today not still so that God holds men accountable for assisting their wives in becoming holy, God-focused, through teaching them God's word? Do we men still know our responsibility to sanctify and clean our wives by washing them with water, that is, with God's word, just like Jesus sanctifies and cleans his bride, the church? I read that anyway in Ephesians 5, verse 25 through 28, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and clean her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself as a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. But Eve had eaten of that forbidden fruit, so how could Adam possibly have stopped sin from coming in the world after she had sinned already? When I asked the Lord that question, I was stunned by what I heard. You see, is Jesus not called the last Adam in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 44 and 45? We read there, "There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And as it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul, so the last Adam became a living spirit." The last Adam, Jesus Christ, could undergo the punishment for our sins because he was without sin. And in obedience to his and our Father, he chose to submit to that punishment. Could the first man, Adam, not have done the same for his wife while he was yet without sin? And could he thus not have prevented sin from entering the world instead of disobeying God by eating the fruit his wife Eve gave him?